Well, the brawl over penalty rates will move up a gear today, as we've heard, when the government releases the Productivity Commission's final report into Australia's workplace relations system. Earlier, I spoke to ACTU Secretary Dave Oliver. He says that employees deserve more for working on Sundays.
Our polling and research shows that people still value their Sundays more than they do on a Saturday. And what you're talking about, when you're looking at reducing penalty rates, what you're talking about is a pay cut. That's the reality. You've got low-paid workers in the hospitality and the retail sector that are depending on these penalty rates just to make ends meet. You're talking about reducing the take-home pay of the lowest paid workers in this country.
That's Dave Oliver speaking to us earlier on Breakfast. But the Turnbull government is ducking the issue at this point, saying it will be up to the Independent Fair Work Commission to make any changes to penalty pay. Kate Carnell is the Chief Executive of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Kate Carnell, good morning to you. Is the federal government wimping it by not taking a clear position?
Oh, look, we'd obviously like them to take a clear position, but we've been aware for a while that the position that they'd take was to allow the Fair Work Commission's current case to run its course. So right now, in front of the Fair Work Commission, there is a major case with regard to penalty rates, Sundays versus Saturdays. The Fair Work Commission, we understand, will rule next year. So I can understand the government's view that they will allow that to run its course.
But you have been putting pressure on them to make a clear position on the matter and others, more broadly, in fact, on the question of workplace reform.
Look, we believe really strongly that without workplace reform, Australia's competitiveness globally will continue to slide. Now, in 2009, we were the 15th most competitive country in the world. This is based upon the World Economic Forum statistics. We're now down to 21st. And as they've said, not Australia, they've said the two areas that Australia is least competitive in is our workplace relations system and our tax system. So while we don't address those issues, we'll continue to become less competitive. And of course, at the end of the day, that costs Australians jobs.
Mm. But as we've heard already this morning, there's an enormous amount of political heat in this. There's also the legacy of work choices that makes it a fairly polarised issue. Isn't it sensible to leave this particular issue to be settled by the independent umpire?
Oh, I can understand why the government's going to do that, totally. And look, we understand that. And there has been a huge amount of time and effort gone into the Fair Work Commission's case, or the case that's in front of the Fair Work Commission at the moment on penalty rates. And we understand the government wanting to allow that to run its course. We, along with many others, including the union movement, have put in significant submissions into that case. But I think we've got to really focus now on what we need to do in Australia to address the not insignificant number of young people who are unemployed. Heard Dave Oliver's comments about the people who work on Sundays are Australia's lowest paid workers. I don't think he's got any statistics to show that. We've certainly got statistics to show that lots of people who work on Sundays are students.
Hmm.
And why are they students?
But they're not the only people that work on Sundays, are they? And Dave Oliver says that their polling, their research shows them that people do value Sundays more than they do other days of the week. Do you recognise that Sundays are worth more than a Saturday?
Well, it's interesting because the polling that we and others have done in this section, in this area, suggests quite the opposite, that people see Sundays and Saturdays very similarly these days. You know, the days when...
So who are the people that you're polling? Just so we're clear.
There was 1,000 businesses that were...
Oh, of course, businesses would see it that way. I'm talking about individuals. Do you recognise that there is a different value between a Saturday and a Sunday?
Look, we don't see that any longer. The reality is people play sport on both days. Not that many people go to church anymore as a percentage of Australians as well. Certainly there is no doubt that we see weekends differently to weekdays. So we are not suggesting that penalty rates go totally. What we're suggesting is that there's no particular difference anymore between Saturdays and Sundays, and therefore the penalties on both of those days should be the same, and we're suggesting that they should be more in line with Saturday penalty rates. Now, the So how do you
have a conversation then with the unions about that when they're saying our members, workers, are saying that there is a greater value to a Sunday and you're saying, well, actually, let's wipe the slate clean. There's no difference between a Saturday and a Sunday.
Well, I suppose this is all, we have lots of discussions with the unions, and that's what the Fair Work Commission is looking at right now, whether there is any evidence. But what we're saying, more importantly, is that there's a whole lot of businesses, and you know, the survey I told you about earlier was based upon what would businesses open longer hours, or would they open on Sundays if it wasn't for penalty rates? And what we found is a large number of businesses who currently don't open would open on Sundays if penalty rates were the same as Saturdays, or they would open longer hours. That would mean that people who are currently unemployed would have a really good chance of getting a job. And surely, if we're really looking at focusing on those people in our community who are most disadvantaged, it's those people who are unemployed. So surely we should be focusing on getting more people into work.
Respectfully, Kate Carnell, you've jumped straight over the question to the talking points that we know your side of this argument has. I'm interested to find out where there is give and take between you and the unions on this issue of you saying we don't recognise a difference between the value of a Saturday and a Sunday, and them saying there is actually a substantial difference. How do you overcome that? How do you come to a point of mutual understanding that takes us forward from here?
Oh, look, I think that's part of negotiations, and we're always more than happy to be part of those approaches. And look, all of this will be a transition period. We understand that. Australia's changed quite significantly over the last 10 and 20 years. It wasn't that long ago that you couldn't go to a shop on a Sunday or go out to a restaurant or get your hair cut. Now you can, because people want those businesses to be open. And so, I think Australia's changed fundamentally in what it expects to be open, what they expect to be able to do on a Sunday. We've got to make sure our industrial relations system changes the same way as the Australian population has changed to allow those businesses to open, because the community want them to be open.
How do you think a worker would feel employed by someone like Hungry Jack's, Jack Cowan, making a very strong argument that these changes have to happen, and if they don't happen, well, we'll just pass it on to the consumer? I mean, he runs a very profitable business, very successful corporate man. Isn't that a bit difficult for someone on, you know, probably not a lot of money on a Sunday to take?
Well, look, interestingly, the big operations on the whole have EBAs in place, which already flatten out penalty rates. So we're not actually talking predominantly about the really large chains, because they're in a position to have enterprise agreements that are negotiated with the unions, which do flatten out Sunday rates by increasing rates during the week and a range of other trade-offs. The problem is, particularly in retail and hospitality, the vast percentage of businesses are small to medium businesses that don't have EBAs at their disposal. They're simply too small for that. So it's those businesses that are the ones that are likely, well, they tell us, to open longer hours, to open on Sundays, to employ more people, and to provide their services to the community who want them to be open.
A range of business organisations, I notice in South Australia particularly, talking about the thousands more jobs that would be created by lowering penalty rates on Sundays. Can you commit us to an understanding of exactly how many more jobs there will be?
Look, all of that work's been done and it's in our submissions. And I think the figure, because I don't have it right in front of me now, was like 40,000 jobs, which is a significant amount of jobs. So lots of work.
And you're comfortable to be held to that?
Oh,
because
look,
these sorts of claims are often made in the, you know, as decisions are being made, and then when they are made, it turns out, well, we didn't get quite as many as we thought.
No, absolutely. And those figures are in our submissions. So we have stood by those. And we believe probably the figure is even higher than that. And the reason is that we're changing as a population. We now want to eat, to shop, to have services on Sundays. You know, people are acting with their feet, shall we say, are actually wanting those services to be open. Businesses want to open, so it's just got to be cost effective for them to do so. They won't open if they're going to lose money.
Okay.
And so the real issue here is, let's focus on the real disadvantaged people. Those are people without jobs at the moment. here's a way to get more of those young people into jobs.
All right, Kate Carnell, we'll leave it there. Thanks
very much.
Kate Carnell is the CEO of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry.